Person was sitting in the sukkah, started to rain, he went inside. Then it stopped. He's allowed to continue his meal in the house. He does not have to return to the sukkah until after he finishes the meal. The same would be true if he started eating the meal in the house because it was raining. Not that he started outside, he came inside, but it was raining. He started the meal inside, and then it stopped. You finish a meal in the house. He didn't sit down yet. Seemingly he went inside already. Then you have to go back to the sukkah. So as we spoke about that scenario, the person came inside but they didn't start eating yet, then they do have to return outside. Zion. Hoyoshen Vyardu Kshamim Belila. He was sleeping and it started to rain. Or again, the case would be the same case. He was sleeping in the house because it was raining. And the rain stopped. He can stay inside. He stays inside until he wakes up in the morning. Now, the chiddush over here is even if he wakes up in the morning, makes up in the middle of the night, that since it's dark out, he's not mechuyav to go back outside till emunah shachar. Ve'yar mishnosoy, and he wakes up. We're not mechuyav to wake him at the crack of dawn. The point of mechaber is a kula, that even if he woke up beforehand, he's not mechuyav to go out until the morning. And the opposite, if he sleeps later, he can continue, obviously he can stay, keep sleeping. When it comes to sleeping in the sukkah, the estimation is not based on the impact on the food. Even raindrops keep falling on your head is very disturbing to sleep. Person who stays in the sukkah, when he's not mechuyav to be in the sukkah, he gets no reward for what he's doing. It's just considered being a hedyut. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah will qualify that. There's two types of pturim. There's a pturim because it's uncomfortable being in the sukkah. There's a pturim that's a schlep to schlep back into the sukkah. The second one, you're not called a hedyut, and you do get schar if you go back in. The first one, the person stays in the sukkah when he's uncomfortable, that's hedyut. He shouldn't be upset and, be angry. Like an abbot which made an offering and the master didn't want to accept it. So you go out with a hachnoa. Humility. The same will be true. You're sleeping in the house. It was raining outside. You went to bed in the house. And then you woke up. And then it stopped raining. Same with Trichon. So you don't have to go back outside. Again, this is all talking about you already went to bed. If you didn't lie down yet, you can go back to the sukkah. The Bisharzian puts out on the Ayin Vav that halach that you lie down, that you're potter to go outside, even if you went lie down in your clothing. So it's not like you got undressed, you have to get dressed again. You're in your clothing anyway. No, once you lie down in bed, that's what he brings the Prima Gadam. Then he brings the Master Hashakel. The tircha is not the getting up, it's the getting dressed, according to the Master Shekel, possibly. So therefore, according to him,
If you're fully dressed, so what's the big spritz? Go outside.
And he said, maybe dying loishachav yachzel l'sukkah. Now comes along the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says another kula the other way around, and the Sharatzin the Ayin Zayin. Because Prima Gadim and Pesach Begadim, Yishmar the Afshel Shachav Adayin Terak Lo Bashulel Tosukah Kriyakim Savagam Bezet. So you got undressed, so the person can't go out in the sukkah in that state. So maybe that's already considered the tircha, level of tircha that has the mitzvah. Seemingly, you don't lie down yet, but you basically are ready to lie down. That could be that sufficient. Okay. Back into Mishnah Berurah. Ibn Sivka Mem still. Sefer Bigda Yesh, Rabbechem and Mordechem, Mistapkin Bezet. Akhare Shekvar, Hoya Lutirchel, Akhtin Sakar, Maksos, Sechabais, Epshe, Shaltichu, Lachser, Aloysa. Maybe the tircha over here is not the getting dressed and undressed and going inside, going outside. It's the tircha is schlepping all of the pillows and mattresses. So so therefore, bringing everything in, already that's considered that he did the tircha, so he's not mochiv to read me matrich and go outside again, even though he didn't lie down yet. So just they bring over here from the Masudisha, they bring from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The Reb Chaim says that in a case where you have the sukkahs right off your house, on your merpeset, so there's no big tircha going in and out like any other night, so then you would be able to go back outside. The tircha bringing all of the items inside is not going to pat you, because it's just basically it's one, you know, one room over. A person lying in the sukkah with sheish letin, what we call a shlak. They close the cover. And it stopped raining. So now, if the way you close this thing is by going up onto the roof, onto the schach, so you mechuv to get out of your bed while you're lying in the sukkah, or you're lying in the house, either way, are you mechuv to go, saying even if you're lying in the sukkah, are you mechuv to get out of bed and go up on top on the roof and open up the shlak? Near Shein Sark Lalas al Schach, Liftoch al Letin, Shesosan Beshasak Shaman. Okay. If there's ropes inside, there's some type of pulley system, whatever it is, which is inside the sukkah, you'd have to get out of bed and open up. You can't call that person the level of mitzayir for the tircha of getting up to pull on the rope. Now take a look at the Sharatzin and Ayin Ches. Let's play out the same scenario in the middle of a meal. So it's raining, he closes the letin. In the middle of the meal, it stops raining. So the only way you open it, you have to go up on top of the schach. So I don't want to leave my meal and go up on top of the schach. I want to keep eating my chicken. So no, I'm saying also after Shigam im Tzarek Lalas al Aschach Tzarek Lafoskam Shem is that Hefzik Tzura B'Tirchel Kolkach Kamoy Lalas the Sukkah. It's not talking about bringing all the food in and out like we had before. It's talking about just going onto the roof and opening the thing. That's what it's made for, open and close. If a person's already in the sleep mode, so that's a big tircha. But the middle of a meal, you're up anyway, so that would not be, you're not be put in that situation. Okay. So he's allowed to stay in his house until the morning. Yashem based on Philim Hakits and Turkalos the Sukkah Balail. Even if he woke up, he's not Mukhiv in the middle of the night to go out to the sukkah. So now, again, you have this question. That's talking about a case where the sukkah was out in the courtyard and you're going out in this dark thing and schlepping. The sukkah's on your porch. So maybe a person wakes up in the middle of the night, you know, it's raining outside, he wakes up in the night, and he has a sukkah which is covered, so it won't be wet. You can go and push the button, open up the top, you go to bed. So over there we could argue that he would be mechayev to do that. Okay, v'yer mishin also, he wakes up. Pirish, me'atzma, he wakes up in his own. Vein tzarach like, you don't have to wake him up. Hey, stop raining, get up, go into the sukkah. Nor does he have to set an alarm for that specifically. Just talking about the situation of waking the fellow. What about the situation where a person wasn't allowed to go to sleep over there? The person fell asleep outside of the sukkah. He's sitting in the base medrash and the guy falls asleep. So he's not allowed to sleep outside of the sukkah. Are you mechuyev to wake him or not? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzel held you're not mechuyev to wake him. Because the issue was, if he fell asleep again, he didn't act if he goes to sleep. He fell asleep, so that's an earnest. So, Elamai what? When he's sleeping, he's patur from mitzvahs. So you're not mechuyev to wake him. That's number one. I was familiar with before. It's the back of the Sefer HaSukkah. But he brings over here from Remitz and Karelitz, he takes even a step weiter. That person, you know, that's Klein Teduru. That was, you know, the same way you sit in your house, but sometimes when you're in a car or you're in Beis Medrash, a person falls asleep sometimes. That's like called normal. The other end of the spectrum means that Rav Yashub holds that you mechuyev to wake the fellow and get him back into the Sukkah. Fine.
So we don't focus on the fact that if he was sleeping in the sukkah, he's getting benefit from that because we say he's an onus when he's sleeping outside the sukkah. He's already fallen asleep outside the sukkah. We're looking at it from that side of it.
For some he's looking at it. That to go into sleep wasn't done improperly. Right. And when he's sleeping, he's potter. A person who's sleeping, not a baruch yuva. So why should you be mechiv to wake him and make him do a mitzvah? Right? He's not doing anything improper when he's sleeping. The issur is the going to sleep. Improper. The improper thing was the going. He didn't go to sleep. It just happened.
Right. So if he did go to sleep, then he improperly should wake him.
He should wake him. Now, Mem Dal, B'chol Potter, Kiven Mi Mitzdayer, a person, probably did a Mitzdayer, Yivur L'Kamam, Mitzim, and Tafresh, Mem Mayin Shem. So, B'dal, it's called Hadyotis. Kabo Kherma, B'zen, the Misha, Ritzel, Hakuk, Shayer, M'sham, M'lel, Chesukah, B'lavor, Shem, M'mitzi, the Brichas, Leishir, B'sukah, B'chol Kach, Lechol, B'bayis, Rabbi, B'chol, B'tola, Filo, Yechol, Shem, B'sukah, Achilles, Kabo. Person decides to sit in the sukkah when it's raining, he says, Leishir, it's a Brichol, B'tola. Now the bir of Ayin Bir Lacha. Take a look at the Bir Lacha over here. Two points in the Bir Lacha. The first, Chol Potim and the Sukkah. Zeh Klal Hudavka B'Mokam Sheish Po Tzad Iser. There's something improper. You're putting yourself in a situation of Tzar is also improper because in Yom Tov you're not supposed to be in a situation of Tzar. But the other way around, so much you're potter from your sukkah, you want to be machmer around it. The person wants to drink water in the sukkah. Ooh, potter with a dover. I say it was nikra hedjit. No, I'm not a hedjit. I'm thinking mekayim. It's just sitting in the sukkah. But there's nothing improper. And I don't have a sad why that should be bad. Sitting in the sukkah when you're uncomfortable is bad because you're being star and yomtiv. So why are you trying to be a frumi and sit in the sukkah when you're doing the result of something which is negative? That's head yertzis. But to be machmer, you can be machmer. Kamar ben Gamliel, shehek malatzmer, delish shamayim, v'omer halum the sukkah. Number one. The second bir halacha, head yertzis, Simon bir mishabura, because of the same bir Yaakov. Nearly, the mother min ha-shed el-lamaysa head yertzis, the reina makal boschar. Zedavka kishapotah be'esa yeshiva. That while you're there, there's a problem. Shemitztayer, Shemitztayer, Bechadayma. Ubiprat, Bikshamim came and shame Keshvichas Kais upon him. The Rosh is like saying, get out of here. Shabbat Heraloj, and you're trying to force yourself on your master. Fine, that's one area. Cases where the Torah is tircha, not tsar. So we say tircha is a form of tsar, but the tircha, once you finish the tircha, there's no tsar anymore. You had pasuk shamin belayla remses sudasi, and behelach usukas taveri. The zeh yesh kibul scharalov. The gora mishoisa mayim besukah. The meaning raise a meshumach after patim in a deal mechanal. Because came bezeh shabashas she was bekayim mitzvah sukah karoy. Rashi chelchilu hayim mechuyev leilach l'sham. You weren't mechuyev to go because of the tircha involved, which is considered a mitzvah. But once you're there, you're very comfortable. You're mekayim sitting on the sukkah. So why should you be called a hetyot? Okay. Sifches. Nogosh and mevorchim al sukkah lebeshas achila b'hachi nog. The minhag is only make a bracha on sitting in the sukkah when a person is eating, as opposed to sleeping or just sitting there, etc. Membop, nog. What's the number after me did the Gemara of the Dask Poiskim Rishonim, Kishaberach Mesukkah, B'yotzer Lassus, and Yonu, will the Lachser take it? If a person made a bracha on the sukkah and then left, for other to take care of other things. Not with intention to come back immediately, which would then would not be a hefsek. Binyan shaya yitzia gemur, in a way that it has a loch of a yitzia gemur. He left the sukkah totally. We can reassert that in a mitzvah, so that achila is no longer there. That mitzvah is no longer being extended. She asked achakach tzarch leborach shenis. Therefore, you need a new bracha. If you make pamiyam, theoretically that could be 100 times in the day. And the chara, even if you're not eating anything, you should make a bracha. Because the mitzvah is even just being in the sukkah. Which would be that you spend time in your house. There was a real interruption. Suppose a person went inside to get something, use the bathroom, whatever it is. So even though the chara, theoretically, you should be making a bracha in that situation, person finished a meal, so he made a bracha, ate the meal, went outside for half an hour to one of his guests, he wanted some privacy to discuss something with him, and he went outside of the sukkah. And he walks down the street, and he comes back. He should make a new bracha. He's not eating until later, much later in the day. The ma'aser minhag is you only make a bracha when you eat. Philip Yoshim Basuka Kadam Achila Shah. Even if you're sitting there for an hour before you're eating, and they don't make a bracha until you eat. So the bracha lechila said it works retroactively for that you've been sitting there beforehand also. It covers everything else, which is shkulim tfeilim, where everything is considered secondary to the achila, and the bracha lechila covers everything else. Now, because the Karnim point out, The Nochon Adavr lost his gam dasa poiskim and rishonim v'loleshiv kach v'lebracha. But that's very nice. But according to the shita, which holds that you make a bracha without a chila, the Rif and the Rambam hold like that. So what you've been done is improper. You're sitting there for an hour without making a bracha. So that's not right either. V'loleshiv kach v'lebracha. V'alkein take a bavoy v'mitzah kinesis. So he comes back from shul, he's not planning to eat the meal until much later. You should make something bracha on one of something from the five species of grain. So then you'll make the relationship then, and then you'll stay in the sukkah till dinner time, till meal time. You have no need to make a new relationship. You've been sitting in the sukkah the whole time, so you're not making a new bracha in that situation.
You need to eat a little more than a kebeah?
The shear is a little more than a kebeah.
Right. Just a Michelation.
So what he's advocating is, you know, if you can, you should do that. That would be the proper thing to do. If you can't, for whatever reason you can't eat, you should still sit in the sukkah and you'll make the bracha later on, and it'll cover retroactively whatever you've been doing until then. So you all do b'shas achila mem zayin v'imberach hamachas b'shas achila v'lo yotza misukosu lasu a sukkah. The person made a bracha on the sukkah, did not leave the sukkah yet. Or he left with intention to come back immediately. He got something in the house and he went back outside. You do not need to make a bracha again. So a person comes home from shul, sits down, takes a day off from work, goes home, sits in the sukkah, eats breakfast, and makes a leishev. He sits and learns in the sukkah, talks to people in the sukkah. He sits there for a few hours, comes lunchtime. It's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, he eats lunch. He doesn't make an leishev. He's been in the sukkah the whole time. The original bracha leishev covers everything that he's done, including the second meal. A person would have a situation where he doesn't have a shul in his neighborhood. So he daven's biyachidus, and he eats in a sukkah, sleeps in a sukkah, daven's in a sukkah, learns in a sukkah. He goes inside just to take care of whatever he has to take care of, and he goes back to the sukkah right away. Ein tzarich l'borach rak b'shas achila rishona, v'chagach ein tzarich l'borach. You make a bracha aleishev b'sukkah on the first night of sukkah, and that's it for the 7 days. Because you basically stay in the sukkah for the next 7 days without one bracha. Now, v'yeshomer. We'll take a look at the shartzi in a second. Bishamin, the kibun sheyotze bein time. I feel al das lachsam yad tzarich l'borach b'shas achila shniyah. Some say no. If you went out and you came back, even though you don't make a bracha right away because you're just sitting there, but when you come to the next meal, there was a hafsik, so you need a new bracha. Fine. Bim yotze lasus asokav. Or the basic ezel hispalil the kliyam and tzarich l'borach b'shas achila shniyah. Person went out to take care of, you know, get involved with something else, take care of his business needs, or go to shul to daven. So that's called the new, when he comes back. That's not a continuation of the previous sitting. It's a new sitting, and he needs a new bracha. Okay, take a look at the Shabbat Siyum. In Pevov. Hine, Ikara din alachila shniya ain't tzarich l'borach kishlo yotza misukosa min time. That the person comes and eats breakfast and makes a leishev and he stays there through lunchtime, he does not make a new bracha on lunch. To work at Melavush, Shlov, Hiskimim, Hemagan Avram. Now, v'ahavta das ataz, v'chemen moish l'haskim l'bach, d'alachila shniya tzarich l'borach b'chol gavdi, the Baal called you make a new bracha on the second achila, even though you never left the sukkah. But in a rabbi chareim kamat kulam he's given the dinner that ain't tzarich l'borach. You don't make another bracha. Ve'em alach brur ben arshalom ayirabah v'riyemden v'chayodim der chachayim agras. Achen im yotze ben tayim v'itzi ha'yal das lachzim miyad. It's like the Mishnah Berurah mentioned in the case where he went out in the middle. But it was so he went out to stay out for a while to go do something else. He definitely needs a new bracha when he comes back. But he went out almanas when you'd see the hot yal das lachzim miyad. He went out with intention to come back right away. There becomes a mochlekes. Das derachaim of the grouse kemashim and harsholim shein levorich. Das riemdim mechinitzkim as epikur yakiv chreshkem das yiraba. Daf the ba'am of the poskim the chol emes shidduchus the sukkim levorich. They argue, even though normally just a small interruption is not mechayev, but since according to the Bach, when it comes to the next meal, you're mechayev like a bracha, even if you didn't leave at all. So that much is true in the case where you did leave, even though it wasn't Yetzia Gemurah, when you come to the next meal, you make a bracha. Okay. Then he said over here, a person goes out, in Sivkan Sarial, he says, a person goes out to daven, comes back and makes him a bracha. Person in the middle of the meal, he's oyvei, it's time for mincha. He leaves the meal, planning to come back to finish his food. So he's definitely planning to come back. And so the chora, maybe in that situation, you weren't messiah das. No, the kolbachim because she yashal the mercy also it's circle work, lots of the work leisha besuk. When you do the talmud, we're going to run mishum dalicha habi hefsek. So what? So why is that true? It wasn't a hesgadas issue; it was a halicha issue. But the Ram holds that just the halicha alone is a hefsek. Now, so according to that. We'll see in the next of cotton in the Mishabura Memches that halicha alone could be not considered a hepsik. So going to the shul with intention to vada come back immediately, you can't argue the problem is halicha because that itself is questionable. Hesek das, you weren't mesir das, so why are you making a new bracha? By benching, that if a person's in the middle of a meal, he goes to shul and comes back, he continues the meal, he doesn't have to make a bracha on the food, because he was kaveh suda, and he left, I'm going to have to come back to his kriyas. The case we gave until now was Bamsa Suda. So we're now. What about the case where it's Bain Suda the Suda? After Gamazet Yeshul Ayin, Lacharim Nisberg the Lichal Avi Hefsek. Kabokim Yeshul Sarbes Adas Ataz Prat Das Viemden Bekriyakim the Sirlu Chilashnia Hunyan Achav Sarkel Baruch Shenis. So now for the next meal, right? So anyway, we had an argument that you mechuyev make a bracha anyway, even if you don't leave at all. So for sure, we'll argue that the halicha is a hefsek enough to be mechayev your bracha in that situation. So that's bein achila achila. Avemz achila im nisbet halicha lo yavi hefsek l'chor achad achila hi. Chemu adas beis meir teichu nichlas bemz sudos lispal mincha marv kosh azirday to lechol ein tarach lavorach shein is kishiyashu. So it's pretty problematic. It's really not a good idea to go out in the middle of a meal to go daven because you're getting in a very, very questionable situation. What is the correct thing to do when you come back? Okay, let's see. There's one more Mishabur. It's a long Mishabur. Let's see if we can finish it off. Okay, so cut Memches, Achila. So you only make a bracha b'shas Achila. So the Mishabur, what about the person who's fasting? I mean, Sana B'sukkos, which would be by Tanis Chaloyim, let's say. Or Shane died to lechol pass both of them. He's not planning to eat pass or mazonis. He's on a diet, right? What's called Yama called Emes Shiyotza Yitzia Gemurah Chayv Levorach. So then, when he leaves, a definite leaving, when he comes back, he makes a new bracha immediately. On coming back, even though he's not even without eating, Dafka Kshechol pass. When you're eating bread, or mazarnas, that'll be your ikar yeshiva, and that potters everything else. But if you're not eating bread, but if you're not. The who I did according to that argument, because yotz yisi a gemura lachar achila yet left. He comes back later on in to the sukkah. He's not going to eat again until the evening. Right? It's a few hours till he's going to be eating again. And so we said, according to that shita, don't make a bracha now, and when you eat, the bracha you'll say will go retroactively on what you sat there before. But he's going to be leaving the shul again in between. So, a place where they have, the day is a bit longer still, some sukkahs was later, it was earlier in the year. So a person, daven shachar, comes home, eats something, goes off to work a few hours, comes back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, sits in the sukkah till 6, runs to minhag, comes back and eats supper. So the bracha and achila of supper doesn't help for those 3 hours between 3 and 6. He went to the shul between. Mm-hmm. But you're not eating then. So what do you do in that situation? The kar machila, you start with the palm, this is the basic analysis. B'zeh kuliyama, gam ken the kuliyama, start with the So that is, the other example I gave you is in case a person will go out to the sukkah before davening to sit and learn for an hour. So that's this, according to this chayyotim, he should make a bracha on yeshiva alone. He's not going to be eating now, and he's going to leave and go daven and come back later on. So that achila doesn't help for this yeshiva, so he should make a bracha later. New discussion. This is the Magen Avraham, which the Shaar Tzion mentioned before. You go over to your neighbor. Das mag rum the filo im hoye de dite lo shas brocha kishiel shiel et bam sa sura lo sham lo shva ka kham ya you intend when you made the brocha that you're going to interrupt to go next door and come back but rum hold the filo it's circle the work sham le shiba suka to li kha have sik you would have to make a brocha because the etzem walking it's a hefsek. So you stop by your neighbor and say, you know, why don't you have a piece of cake while you're here? So you have to make a leish shave in that sukkah. Even though you intended to do that, originally, your plan was to start your meal, go over to the neighbor, and then come back. So you said the leish shave, you intended to go to another sukkah, so the leish shave should cover the other sukkah. No, because the halicha itself is a hefsek, according to Magen Avraham. Okay. That's the sheet of the Magen Avraham, that halicha alone is a hefsek. He talks about the gabi tzitzis. I put on one garment here, then I go to shul, I put on a second garment, I can't say the bracha of the tape, but tzitzis in shul will work for what I put on earlier, because the halicha was a hefsek. If that was your intent, if you intended to go to the other place, the walking alone is not considered a hefsek. Therefore, the feet, right? So if you plan to go to the next sukkah, you don't make a bracha. So the application of this is sukkah hopping. You go to sukkah number one. You make a leishev there on cake. Planning to go to another sukkahs. So you come to sukkah number two. Do you make a leishev? According to the Magen Avraham, yes. According to the other Chachamim, no. So therefore, I think snake bracha is lahakel. You wouldn't make a bracha, but it's improper to put yourself into suffer like that. Chachila. So I would advise against sukkah hopping. The person already started eating in fat leishev. You make the bracha later in the meal. Now, just continuing to sit there is part of the mitzvah. So the bracha is not a bracha. You said leishev later on after the meal. And you're making a bracha on this sitting of the sukkah. It's all continuation. I would suggest that you eat something. Started eating, and then he realized that they hadn't opened up the shlak. You should eat another kezayis and make a bracha leishah b'sukkah. This first night he's talking about. Aba kiddush poshit the same tarach l'vorach shenis. Filzman lo yivorach adapam. You don't make another kiddush again. You don't say sechayano again. Kibur zol dinat hamad. Mahani is man shemashas asiyas sukkah mitzvah sukkah. Kolshken shemahani bezeh mashe berach shayal letin stumen. The Gemara says you can even make a bracha on the mitzvah of sukkah, the shechiyano on the mitzvah of sukkah, even before sukkah. It's just on the building. It's a kavah karm when you're sitting there, even though you have the shlach on top. Okay. Now there is the two sharetzians. Said the Gemara, which I'd like to do, but we don't have time for that.